Okay, here we go. Welcome back to Dads and Dragons. On my left, we have...
BJ playing Zophius. To my left.
I'm Alex playing Yarvin.
And I'm Jack playing Skylar.
You have to say to your left.
Oh, wait, to my left.
I'm Jack playing Skylar. To my left.
And I'm your dungeon master for today. My name's Ryan. These are my kids. And we're going to try and see if we can capture Krenko today.
I doubt it, because someone's in a box.
6 damage. And who is it? It's definitely me, not.
Yes, you have still the damage from last time.
Oh, I'm good. I still have max HP.
Because you aren't going in it, everybody.
Reminder of last time, you guys shoved Zophius into one of the crates that's being delivered to Krenko, full of weapons and explosives. You started bringing him to the drop-off point, where you were interrupted by... a group of goblins from the
Shatterbelt.
The Shatter Gang Brothers.
Very original.
A rival
Shatter Gang Brothers.
We're the Shadow Gang Brothers. We're going to steal that box.
They wanted to take the boxes away from you, obviously, but you couldn't let that happen, so.
Beat them up.
You were able to kill them and drive them off successfully.
I think they want to kill us more than they want to kill Krenko now.
That's
even if I get a 25 on my deception, would they believe me?
Believe you to what?
Something.
I'm a goblin.
So we begin today. Zophius has been left in his crate and has been picked up and is starting to move. Skylar, you can see him from the rooftops that you're watching. I need you to make a stealth check.
5. 2. Just trip off the rooftops.
You might as well have said, "Hey guys, I'm here."
What are we trying to do?
Oh yeah.
What are we being stealthy about?
I couldn't even get a 1.
He
is
watching them from the rooftops and trying to see what they're doing. However, one of the goblins,
you're not very good at this.
Just
looks up and spots you up there. Sees a reflection in the lanterns from one of your lenses, one of your many lenses that you're wearing on your body. You have goggles and stuff, right?
I'm sure I do.
There you go.
Maybe.
I'm sure I do.
I have goggles on the top of my head and goggles on my eyes.
And goggles. 2 sets of goggles. See, I was right. You can see him turn up to look at you. What do you do? You get 1 chance.
I'm not here.
Deception. All right. What do I do? He's already seen me, so hiding is...
Pretend like he never saw you, like disappear.
Can I kill him discreetly?
You don't want to kill these guys, right?
Oh.
They're going to lead you to where Krenko's at?
Oh.
Jump off a building.
You need him. We need him, pal.
Oh. All right.
I don't know what
to do. Don't just, like, run.
Well, he already saw you, so he's going to chase after you and tell the others. So you could try to, use your deception to pretend you're a chimney.
I'm a chimney.
I think that would be more persuasion than deception.
I'm a chimney.
I don't know how to get him to stop thinking.
He's just looking at you for all this time.
Yeah, what spells you have? Can you hide him in a pit?
I think he already did that one last time.
Can you make him trip and fall? It's like... make the ground uneven and he slips and falls.
And then you run?
And then you run and hide.
Yeah, do that.
I can alter the appearance of my eyes. I'm not sure.
Nice.
Do you know what you should do?
Good one.
Pretend you're a bird.
Oh, I can use ventriloquism.
Throw your voice?
Yeah, I can throw my voice.
I'm not here!
Or it can make my voice louder. I'm not sure how any of that's going to help.
We don't either, Jack.
Can cause an unlocked door to open.
Unlocked door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Creak.
See if there's any unlocked doors nearby.
You're in an alleyway. There's some doors that lead into the back of buildings.
Yeah, do that.
Sure, I will open I'll open a door.
Good to know what you do.
Okay.
Thaumaturgy. whatever it's called.
Thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy.
Boom. Close enough. Dramaturgy?
Albuquerque.
I've been traumatized.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
A door
slams just open.
Off behind him, slams open, and he turns for a second that direction. Now what do you do?
I duck down behind some crates or something. Whatever's okay. On the roof.
You're on the roof.
Then behind the chimney. I hope they have a chimney on
you
the roof.
You are the chimney!
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let's see what he decides to do. All right, he gets distracted by the door and turns around. The whole gang of them, there's about four or five, turn around and look at the door that slams open. You duck down behind it again. When the goblin looks back up at you, he doesn't see anything there anymore. And
it took you a while.
One of the guys says, "What's wrong?" And you hear him say, "I thought I saw something up there."
"No, you didn't."
And the main goblin says, "This place is a little too creepy tonight. Let's get out of here."
"I thought I heard something." "No.
No. No, you didn't. Go away."
And then there were falling minotaurs.
And it rained on okay. Minotaurs.
Just one minotaur.
Splat.
All right. Where is the minotaur at right now? You? So what's
I'm
your plan?
I'm helping the guy back
then. No, so you dropped him off and then left, yeah. Right? So what's your plan now to make sure the minotaur? What do you have a way to communicate with him or let him know where it's going? Or it's your plan to follow them?
I throw
them?
An axe at him just to know.
Is your plan to follow them and then come back and get?
No, I'm staying like.
I'm pretty sure my plan was to follow them and then go back and get Mr. Minotaur over there.
No, I was coming.
Eventually. Yeah, you're not very stealthy.
I was
8 foot tall minotaur.
I was waiting until they went around the corner. I was waiting until they went around the corner so they wouldn't see me.
Sure.
Very stealthy, says the guy with so many.
It's just four total lenses. Five total lenses.
Five lenses.
I have a spare one.
What's the extra one?
Oh, I see.
It's a monocle.
Yeah.
You need to get three more successes before you get three failures at your stealth check to follow them all the way back to the warehouse. Otherwise, you'll just kind of know what the area is. And you can make either stealth or perception checks. Perception to stay back a little bit and like listen, or stealth checks to stay close and keep them in sight.
I'll take stealth checks.
Okay.
No.
I actually have a +2 on them instead of my +0.
Wait, you got a 5? Oh, gosh.
6.
Oh, gosh, Jack.
Okay, you just keep bumping into stuff.
I could do better.
Yikes, this is... Okay, 11.
All right, that's one success and one failure.
10.
Okay, two successes.
5. Nope, yeah, 5.
Yeah, it's a 5.
2 failures, 2 successes.
Come on, Jack.
It's going to be a very 14. Short game.
Ooh, great. That was a tense follow through the streets. You are constantly having to dodge back and forth between piles of garbage and stairwells and house corners and things like that in order to keep them in sight because they're being very cautious about where they're going and they keep looking back. Every time they look back, you have to duck down behind again. They finally make it back to a warehouse near a river. The warehouse itself is pretty nondescript. There's a front office door on the side of it, a back door, and a bunch of windows along the top row, but not on the bottom level. So it's at least 2 stories tall. In the back, there's a large loading bay, and you can see as they open up the bay doors and go in, there's a rail that runs all the way through and out the other side to the riverfront. And then you see them take the crates inside, and then they close the doors behind them.
Got it. So where are you exactly?
Where is you?
Where is you?
I can't see the building because I'm like following behind them. So like I'm not that close, but I'm still closer than yeah.
Okay, make a perception check.
Yeah. 18.
18, all right. You're able to stay kind of close, but lose them after a while. But after about 15 minutes...
Perception, would it be dexterity? Or?
No, that's wisdom.
Oh, okay, that's what
I'm... After a few minutes, though, you see Skylar come walking back the streets and finds you. So you stay close enough that he doesn't take too long to find you there. All right, off to Zophius. Zophius, you get carried along for about 15 minutes, and then suddenly you get kind of slammed down, and you hear somebody outside the crate say, "Careful with those!"
Yeah.
It's fragile in here.
My life's fragile.
After a minute or so more, you don't hear any other sounds except for off in the distance you hear some people. What do you do?
I got crowbar. I got nailed in, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's assumed that the plan was for you to be able to get out.
What? Preposterous.
Yeah, you're just strong enough to punch through those nails. Well, or maybe we put like a false bottom or something like that.
So you.
So then you can go into it, the actual.
I'll try to get. I'll open the crate.
Okay.
And peek out.
As you peek out, make a perception check.
Perception. 5.
You see nothing. Do you have dark vision even? It's very dark in the area where you're at.
I think I'm the only one with dark vision. Or night vision, or whatever it's called.
Nope, no dark vision. Oh, I do have dark vision.
Okay. You see lots of shadows, but there's no lanterns where you're at, so it's super dark. You can't see anything. You don't hear necessarily anybody really close to you. What would you like to do?
I'll try to get out. I'll get out as quietly as I can.
Okay, make a stealth check now.
14.
14. All right, great. Okay, you slide out carefully. You can see that you're surrounded by crates, and they're stacked well above your head. Inside the warehouse, up above you is a catwalk that runs along the middle of the warehouse. There's a, like I said, kind of a rail system that allows people to move boxes around back and forth and push them on carts. And so you can see on the outside that the doors are cracked open, and it seems like they're waiting for, there's some people over on the far end perhaps waiting for something to arrive, so they're watching out on the riverfront. To your right is a staircase that goes up to the catwalk and to the second floor. There's also a door on that side of the building. And to your left, you can see there's an office space that is on the far wall. Otherwise, you're kind of in a maze of crates and boxes and stuff. No sign of Krenko immediately around you.
Do we have a way to contact each other?
No. I don't think you have a way to contact.
Well, we are very smart, guys.
We should send, like, a bird.
Birdie, go!
I have a bell.
I can throw my voice.
Hey, are you in there?
I don't know. Maybe a goblin running out of the building would be a good sign.
Is that you running out of the building, or are you, like, scaring somebody else and causing them to run out of the building?
You guys got the goblin if it's not me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. Probably.
I'll squish them. I don't know. There'll be no more goblin.
Your confidence levels are astounding.
I'm pretty sure I won't.
I will.
Okay, so you have to assume that.
Wait, do you want Skylar him alive?
Was able to follow you guys and things are going to plan.
Wait, do but I have were. To keep that goblin alive?
If you assume that he was able to do that, then what's your plan?
Fine.
So the goal is to capture Krenko again, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you scare Krenko, which I don't think that you're going to have any. Number one, he's not there. And number two, I don't think he scares easily.
Well, he can't see him.
Yeah. There.
He's not over by. The only goblins he sees are the ones kind of over by the riverside who are kind of peeking out the door watching for somebody to come.
Okay.
Yeah. What's our plan to capture Krenko again? None. Got it.
So the plan is to take every goblin in there down, which is going to be very, very hard.
So how many goblins can I see?
You see 2.
We know there's more, though.
It is called a gang.
So how many?
It's Krenko's gang.
How many would there be?
Zophius didn't see how many people carried them, but there were a lot of boxes. So you have to assume that there were enough people to carry the 3 boxes back. So That's six people there. So you can assume that there's at least six.
Would there be any benefit to going in the office?
Sure. You can't see inside the big window that looks out over the warehouse, but the curtains are drawn on it right now. It looks like there might be a candle or something behind it, though.
I'm trying to think of...
What do you think your options are? Sneaking around?
Yeah, either checking getting out the into office. The office or the cat getting up on the catwalk.
Oh, to get a better view of everything?
Yeah.
Okay. There are also windows on the top floor, so if you're up on the catwalk, you might be able to see the windows there. The catwalk runs along the whole outside of the building, then straight across the middle.
Yeah, I'll head up to the catwalk.
Okay. Make another stealth check.
23.
Oh, wow. All right.
22. Dang. Well.
You hide to the shadows and deftly make it up the stairs, avoiding any creaks on the stairs, and head up to the catwalk. From up there, you can see there are several more goblins, four more, to the right of the office, and they are kind of arranging some boxes. So now you've accounted for six goblins. You've got the two over by the door, and you've got four more just kind of arranging things, getting things ready. Krenko is not among
those ones
that you see.
You can assassinate.
You've got a great vantage point from up there, too. Make a perception check.
22.
Oh, wow. You think to look outside one of the windows down the street, and you can see Skylar and Yarvin.
I see a minotaur.
Trying to sneak up the street.
Trying is the right word.
But you also see that there are some lookouts on the buildings around the warehouse as well. Roll a stealth check, both of you guys.
No. What happens if one of us fails?
When you're doing things together, usually just one of you has to make it. Did you roll a one?
Yeah. I rolled an 18.
So three.
Well, Jack.
Alex, lesson learned. Picks you up.
Stop it.
Yarvin just grabs you over here. They seem to be going okay. The Minotaur clearly is used to sneaking up on people, but
the alchemist is not in trouble.
I am not an alchemist. Excuse me, alchemists are the worst.
You're not an alchemist; you're just a sorcerer. But you don't.
No, I'm like an artificer.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, but you can tell that they're about to come in sight of
these
guards. Yes, they push out a little bit.
Can I?
So let some ventilation in.
Quietly call to them. Like, psst.
You think if you do that, you might attract the attention of the other guards.
Shoot the guards.
However, you do look like a goblin, because you are a goblin. And you are inside the warehouse.
So
you might be able to bluff the guards into looking away.
Hey guys, there's a guy right there.
Or you could cause some other distraction. You are in a warehouse full of explosives.
Oh. I'm not an artificer, I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a torch?
No, but I have a lamp. Ooh. An oil flask, too.
Just throw the lamp down there.
So, I don't know how fast I could get down there.
You like explosions.
Yeah, you want to get down there? No. Just throw something down there.
I don't know what I can throw. A candle.
Ooh, candle.
I don't know if it'd stay
on fire. Is it on fire or is it just a candle?
Yeah, you would want something that you could throw it onto that would...
Okay, can I throw...
A lantern would be better because it has oil in it.
I have a lantern.
Okay.
Toss that down.
All right, where do you want to toss that down onto?
So, the box he was on.
Imagine you're in a big warehouse, it's big, long, and you are on the side the farthest away from where everybody else is at inside.
Throw it at someone.
No.
Throw it at the guards that are they about to go in and just poof.
Okay. So you want to throw it that direction towards the middle of it or whatever? At some crates that are marked explosive or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want any of this stuff?
The ones that you know for sure explosive are the ones that you brought along with you. Not brought with you, but you were brought with them.
Wait, you were in a box full of explosives.
You packed me in there.
I thought it was like swords or something like that. That would be safer.
No, he's collecting bombs.
Yeah, I'll throw it at my box.
Yeah.
My box.
No.
Or my that general area.
All right. Make a ranged attack. Just a dexterity plus your proficiency. since you're normally proficient in throwing things.
That's true.
Get an 11 or higher.
10.
Oh, you're so close. The lamp crashes on the ground right in front of it, right in front of the boxes, and you can see the fire burning, but you don't think it's going to...
I use control flames.
...catch onto the boxes.
You hear fire and just...
but you did attract the attention of the four goblins who were inside, and they hear the crash. You can see them scurrying around on the ground now, trying to find out what happened. They're getting closer to the fire.
Okay, so... I don't know. What else do we need to do?
Explode some things.
We're nowhere near him.
Yes, we are.
You were coming down the street.
Oh, so
but you're about to be spotted by a guard outside. So you can deal with that, or you can cause more commotion inside. What do you want to do, Zophius?
Don't have any more lanterns to throw.
No.
Candle? Yeah. Psst, toss me your lantern.
He's outside. You can cause more distraction inside, or you can go deal with the, or you can deal with the lookouts.
Are there any crates hanging up inside, like in the air?
No, they're all just stacked up on the ground.
I have an oil flask. I can toss that at the...
Okay.
I have a hammer.
Try and make the fire bigger.
Check as a hammer.
Try it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Make another ranged attack.
Oh, that's much better. 23.
Okay. All right, you splash it into the fire, and the fire spreads to the boxes. Just then, the four goblins make it over there, and they can see that the crates are starting to burn, and they start shouting, "Fire! Fire! Fire!"
Explode. I want XP.
Let's see if I can get it to explode. Boom. They start scattering everywhere. The two that are over by the doors come running, and the office door bursts open as well.
There he is.
And from inside the office door, you see Krenko.
There's my boy.
Come out and says, "What's going on out here? Say."
Say. Sounding like a mobster. Say.
He's a mob boss. Got it. "What's going on out here? Say."
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
You can hear the other goblins screaming, "Fire! Fire, boss! Fire!"
Can I sneak over to Krenko? Towards Krenko's direction?
Yes. Make a stealth check. So you're just going to sneak along the catwalk along the middle, yes, or what?
And like try to get to the other side.
Okay.
Got it.
As you start running across, he looks up and sees you up there, and he says, "Who is that? Get him, boys!"
Can I shoot him in the leg?
Do you have something to shoot him with?
Crossbow.
Let's see. How long is that going to
take? I'm sure for it.
Okay. Keep track of the rounds before it blows up.
Three rounds. So do they hear fire outside?
As they start screaming and yelling, you guys do hear a lot of yelling coming from inside the warehouse. You can't quite make it out from where you're at down the street. But you see another goblin pop up from on top of the rooftop next door. And he starts looking over towards the warehouse like, "What's going on in there? What's going on? Hey, what's going on there? What's
shooting on your crossbow? Hey.
Hand axe.
Don't throw that hand axe.
You throw that guy, you're dink. Not going to get it back.
Dink.
Uh-oh. Can you reuse a crossbow bolt?
If you go and collect him afterwards, yeah.
Just making sure.
So go ahead. Shoot him, Jack.
Yeah, I'll shoot him with my crossbow. Wait, okay. How far away is
he? Let's go ahead and roll initiative now.
Oh, great.
So Krenko's 13, the rest of the guys are 9.
19.
19?
16.
5.
Wait, what's initiative?
I'm getting the good
initiative is just up at the top of your...
Oh, never mind.
It's like it's 21 20. Now.
20, okay.
It's 20.
All right, so we've got Yarvin is going first, then Skylar, then Krenko.
There, got it.
Then...
I rolled a crit.
What, you got a 16?
Five.
Oh, you got a 5. Then Krenko, then the goblins... Then you're last.
But I crit my attack.
Oh, good. So okay.
As soon as it gets to me.
You have to reroll.
No.
That, remember that, that one you're trying to bring him back alive, if you can.
Well, that's why I crit, so I can take out both his legs.
Oh, I see. Calling your shots.
No, shoot him with the crossbow on his legs. Steal his dagger. Shiv, sorry.
I like how this is how you shoot with the crossbow.
That's right. He does have that magical shiv, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with Yarvin.
I go rushing in.
Okay, you go rushing in. You make it to the door, and it is locked.
Wait.
Do you want to charge through it?
Wait, so actually, can I put...
You feel like this is the signal?
This is probably the
signal. Fire! So I think...
Just make a strength check, and we'll give you advantage because you're charging.
So I have a skull of a boar I could put on my head, and a beast hide.
I don't think it would fit.
Fine, I could put on a beast hide cloak, though. I don't know why that would help, but...
It looks cool.
Take your turn.
Just looks cool. Take your turn to get dressed. Okay, so Yarvin takes his turn to get dressed.
Skylar's just sitting next to you. You couldn't have done this before.
Which door do you want to charge through? So imagine there's these two big barn door type doors. And they have... You don't know he's in the office. Okay. So think about
check
this.
There.
The one you can see directly is these big barn doors. And then there's a small door cut into it. So you can go in and out. And then there are two doors on the side. There's one that clearly looks like the front door, the office doors, because it's double doors. And then there's another alleyway on the back that you can't really see if there's a door back there or not.
Okay, so I'll go to the front doors, the double doors.
Okay. So you go smashing through. Make a strength check. Go ahead and roll with advantage. We'll give you inspiration for acting just like a gruel would.
Five.
Okay, so you get to roll again.
Nine.
Okay, you get to roll again.
Oh, gosh.
And take the highest of the two.
Yeah, it's advantage.
8.
Okay. So you get to the front doors, but they seem pretty reinforced for a little warehouse. You smash into them as hard as you can, and they shake and rattle, but they don't bust down.
Can I hit them with my hammer then?
Yeah, next time you can.
Yeah, you used your turn to give yourself a concussion.
I used my turn to give myself a concussion.
So there's still the guy on the roof, right?
Yes.
So I guess I'll shoot him.
Okay.
Yeah. And the crossbow. Wait, how far away is he? I want to know if I can use fireball.
He is... What's the range on fireball?
120 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hit him with that.
But do I want to use my 320 feet for my crossbow?
No, 120.
Either way, what does more damage?
Well, there's a 1d8 plus 2 versus 1d10.
1d8 plus 2.
So then I'll use...
I'm going to do some Pythagorean math here.
I use my crossbow. I guess, yeah. We got it. Wow, that was not good.
What was it?
A fort.
Okay, you missed.
Jack, you missed so bad that it hits Cranko in the knee.
I'm supposed to be proficient in this.
So the crossbow smacks into the building just below him, and he looks over and sees you. He can see both of you now.
It hits a bird.
Why not?
And he's got a little whistle that he brings out, and he blows it. Like that. Is that a good whistle?
Sure.
Okay, inside. Cranko spots you up there, and he does not like you being inside.
I don't like me being inside.
You can't stop me.
You can't.
I'm already in.
He pulls out a crossbow as well, and is going to aim it at Zophius, and he gets a 19 to hit you.
That does hit.
Okay, so...
A squared plus B squared.
You take 4 damage.
Oh, sweet. I'm still alive.
Okay.
I'm not dead.
Wait, how much life do you have again?
3.
3 now. All right.
Oh, 3 now. It's like 3, you should be dead.
I have 10 total.
Now it's the goblins' turn.
So you took 3 last time?
The goblins don't have ranged weapons, so they're going to run over to the stairs. 2 of them are going to stay and try and start putting out the fire. I'm going to roll for how effective they are. And then the other 4 of them are going to start running up the stairs towards the catwalk towards you. Okay, and it's your turn.
Okay.
So you got a crit. Oh, and the other goblin outside blows the alarm. He does have a bow. He's going to shoot at
me,
the guy that's shooting at him. He got a 12 to hit you.
That's my armor class.
There you go. So you get smacked with the bow. Oh, for 6 damage.
Oh, gosh.
1.
So your full health is 7?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So and then you got a crit against Cranko?
Cranko, yeah.
All right.
Take out his leg.
And what did you shoot him with?
Short bow.
Oh, okay. Got it. And how much damage is that?
That is 14 damage.
Oh, wow. He is very wounded.
I can choose not to kill him, right?
Yeah, normally you can choose not to kill him too. If it's going to reduce him to below zero, then you can.
Oh, but he isn't dead yet. I just dealt a good chunk.
Right. Yeah, he's not dead yet. He
Wait,
is.
Wait, do I get double the bonuses?
For like the ear or something like that, so it like rips off.
Do I get double bonuses or just double dice?
Just double dice. But if you're making a sneak attack, which you're not right now.
There's no ones nearby, and it's not a sneak attack.
Yeah.
And then.
Don't copyright.
I'll keep running that direction.
Okay. Do you want to try and hide again or what?
Can I? Yeah, probably.
Okay. So you can drop down from. Is that something that you can do as a rogue? Is just hide as a bonus action?
Bonus action, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Do you want to try and drop down from the catwalk or do you want to stay up on the catwalk? Catwalk's not going to give you a lot of places to hide.
How far down is it?
You can find a stack to jump onto.
Yeah,
wouldn't hurt you too much. All right, so you drop down on the top of some barrels and go ahead and make your stealth check and see if you can hide from these guys that are chasing you around.
25.
Oh, wow. All right, so you duck into the shadows. Krenko is very confused, and he's just screaming at people, and he rips the arrow out of his leg, just right next to his arteries in his leg, and he's limping away now. He thinks he's going to try and get away, so he doesn't want any part of... getting killed. He's not that kind of a sacrifice yourself for your men type of mob boss.
You guys have to... the front door.
I'll go after him.
Oh, how's it going?
And the two that are trying to put out the fire seem to only be making it worse right now.
clap.
Unfortunately, they brought a bunch of oily rags to try and put the fire out with, and those rags have caught fire now too.
Oh, God.
Along with their hands. Does that reduce it around, or it doesn't?
We'll see. Okay. All right, you're in front of the door trying to smash in front of it, Yarvin.
Okay, I'll use my hammer.
Okay. So you're going to hit.
11.
Okay, yeah, you hit. So roll your damage on your hammer.
So my hammer would be...
How far away is Krenko from me?
He is heading back towards the office, actually. So...
1d8 plus 5.
Okay.
Or 1d10 plus...
So he's a little ways away, but still within bow range, but not... You'd have
but
to.
But he would go before me. I'm wondering if I can dash far enough to get to him.
To dash to get to him, you could do that, but then you wouldn't have an attack.
11.
11 leap.
I see.
Just super okay. Hug.
Oh yeah, so you smash into it after your last attack, and then from this one, the door busts open. Inside, you can see
a fire
through. So on the other side of the office, there's another door. And it's sitting open. There's a conference table like this one in the middle of the room and a little desk with like a filing shelves and stuff like that on the far side. Through the open window. Door, though, you can see some kind of fire going on in the main warehouse. It's like flickering and you can see Krenko heading towards you. But he spots you, obviously, as the door bursts open. And he yells, "Out the back, boys!"
Can I use my second wind?
Yes, what does that do?
It's a bonus act to gain 1+1 HP and 1d10 damage.
Oh, okay, great.
You don't need any more HP.
No, he's been wounded from the last time.
I don't care.
Jack, you're the only one not wounded. We don't care.
I have one HP.
No, Jack's down to one. You're down to three. And
he was the one bragging about, "Hey, I'm full health."
Yeah, he was until he got shot with the bow.
It was like in the neck, too.
That was a hard hit.
It was in the shoulder, I think.
It was the neck.
And you'd be dead.
Okay, and we're up to Skylar's turn.
Wait, so
it is my
yes,
turn.
So you can regain back those
1 HP, and can I like charge at him?
You can move still, but you can't attack him.
Can you just like grab him? Just hug.
That's an attack.
Can I grapple as an attack? Closer to him.
Yeah. Yes. Get closer. You start chasing after him, and he's gonna turn around and start hobbling away, but you can see he's limping. He's not moving very fast.
You can see an arrow on the ground next to him.
Throws the arrow. I was like, other leg. Oh, come on.
Okay, what is Skylar doing?
Trying to figure out.
Doing a math equation in his head. Just wait. I don't need to do this.
1 × 2 = 2. 1 × 3 = 3. Just goes through multiplication tables.
Clearly you calculated the trajectory of your last shot slightly off. Let me adjust 2 degrees on the y-axis.
Move it down a little bit. Why can't we just say that?
You're an engineer, come on.
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
Can I, like, So there's still the guy on the roof.
Yes.
With the bow.
But there now is an open door. If you want to dash, you could get into the warehouse. You wouldn't have an action, but you'd be inside the warehouse, and the guy, the lookout, wouldn't be able to shoot you.
What about, like, five people inside?
You don't know who's inside yet.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So the trick is, can you kill the goblin this round?
Definitely no.
Or, you might be able to. Or do you want to get inside with Yarvin and Zophius?
You hope Zophius. You hope he's not dead.
You have a healing potion too, right?
I don't think I do.
I think you guys got healing potions from before.
I have a mess kit.
Yay, food.
Let's see, what do I have? I might have picked it up.
I'm pretty sure I gave you the healing potions when you guys were at the precinct.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, Dad.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
What's a healing potion?
Since you guys don't have a healer with you.
Nope.
Okay, well, assume that you each have one healing potion.
Check his leg.
But it's a bonus action to drink it.
And you failed to drink
it. All right, I will
cast... Is it a bonus action or a regular action?
Chaos Bolts on this Mr. Lookout guy. Yeah.
It does take an action to do it. Okay, so Chaos Bolt.
I don't need to heal.
Okay. Not unless you can get some cover and hide.
Well, then 19, then.
That's a hit.
Yay. So, I'm going to troll.
Oh. All
right. 6 plus 5.
Oh, wow. So you...
11. Are goblins weak to anything or whatever?
Do you choose what type it is?
Yeah.
Or do you roll?
Oh, no. I roll to figure out what type.
Oh, okay.
I roll a d8 again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he takes 11 psychic damage.
Oh, wow. That's nasty. Okay, he screams and then just falls off the side of the building. Ah! You wiped him out.
All right.
Monsters.
Oh, yeah, I found it. Hit DC.
Okay, and you are now clear to run up to the building if you want to.
Yeah, I will run up to the building.
Okay. Okay, we're back to Krenko's turn. Krenko is now trying to flee. He has... made it to some kind of tarp-covered object in the back of the warehouse. This is back towards the big doors that are by the river beach. So he is back there, and he's pulled this tarp off of a large, kind of spidery-looking construct. It looks like it's made to grab crates and load them onto things. So it... walks around on like spider legs, and he's got two like kind of claws in the front. And he's jumped into this loading rig. The four that were up above are looking around for you. Let's see if anybody spots you. They do not. So there's four of them still up on the catwalk. The other two that are trying to put out the fire
are still really bad.
Suddenly, an explosion happens on the far right side of the warehouse.
Oh, nice. Crap.
As three boxes of explosives all ignite and go up in flames, they rip a hole, shake the entire warehouse, and rip a hole in the side on the right side of the warehouse that's big enough for a couple of people to walk through. And those two goblins are gone.
And I think that's a good place to stop tonight.
Do I get XP for that?
Do you get the XP for those two?
I called all explosion deaths. I'm not sure where you are.
You never called all explosion deaths.
Thanks for sticking around. Oh, geez. First level is just the worst. I mean, we're playing, we're having fun, everybody's doing stuff, and then somebody gets hit, and the only thing going through my mind is, I've almost killed all my kids tonight. Playing without a cleric, also the worst. You need to have healing potions. As I go back and listen, I realize that I did not specify to them that, even though it was my plan to make sure they had some healing potions going into this, that they took some. We got excited when they were, you know, leaving the precinct, and they were ready to get off and going, but... anyway, first level, provide some way for them to heal. Nobody wants to kill everybody off in the first level. Oh, let's just get into third or fourth or fifth level. That's way better. That's my tip for tonight. at first level, things are supposed to be fun. Try to play it straight, but be ready to adjust. And maybe if they did lose, instead of killing them off, have them captured or something. Have a way to keep things going. Nobody wants a player death at first level. The other cool thing about tonight is I've had a lot of fun with their plan. It's just been exciting to see where that takes them and to see them improvise when I throw some curveballs at them. And it's been, well, it's been exactly what I thought it would be. I know how imaginative and creative these guys were. And so to see this all come together like this and have them working together is kind of exciting. And we're excited to see you next time. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter or Instagram at Dads and Dragons. And leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts at. We appreciate those very much, and we'd love to hear back from you. Thank you, and we'll see you next time on Dads and Dragons.